Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, it's Dave Player here on 720 WGN. The big finale for the new hit TV drama, The Cleaning Lady, just aired on Fox, and which, if you didn't get to see the first season, you can stream all 10 episodes on Hulu. Oliver Hudson stars in the drama as FBI agent Garrett Miller, and he joins us right here on WGN Radio. Welcome in, Oliver.
Hey, how you doing?
I am great. You know, this series has gotten some serious buzz, and you just filmed it, last year in wrapping up its first season. What was it about this drama that attracted you to the script?
Well, you know, I typically have been doing comedy.
Right.
You know, I've done dramas as well, and this came along with something else, and I had to kind of make a choice. And this one just seemed a little different to me. It had some grit to it, and I just felt like it was going to be fun and turn out well. And I think it has, you know, playing an FBI guy I've never done. And so it was just a bit of a challenge. It was more challenging, I guess. And there was better opportunity there, and the script was great, and I saw the pilot before I even did the show, and boom, that was it. Let's go. I had to go to Albuquerque, which was, I thought, going to be an issue because I'm such a family guy.
Yeah, you are.
I need to be with my family. But they're only an hour and 20 minutes away, so I'm like, oh, okay, and it worked out beautifully. So
That's convenient. Yeah, I was going to say, as an actor, you want to pivot a little bit, right? So, I mean, comedy is kind of your thing, but, you know, it's time to expand the horizons a little bit. And I think you've done, you know, a great job on doing just that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thanks. No, it's true. You know, comedy is always fun. The sets are fun. You're always laughing and trying to come up with stuff. And it's no different, meaning the work is different. But when you cut and it's just everyone hanging around, you're always having a good time, you know. So, hey, as long as I'm working, I'm happy.
Exactly. Well, here's the premise, if our listeners haven't seen it. When whip-smart Cambodian doctor comes to the United States for medical treatment to save her ailing son, she soon discovers her path won't be as straightforward as she had hoped, as the system quickly fails her, pushing her into hiding. She resolves not to allow herself to be beaten down and marginalized, and becomes a cleaning lady for organized crime. I mean, just when I hear that, when I first watched the first few episodes of the series, I was like, wow, that's an interesting pivot, you know, from coming into the country, right?
No, I know. You go from a prominent doctor to actually, you know, getting in deep with the mob. You know, it's just definitely a journey. And then I know the outlines of potentially what season two might look like. And, you know, it keeps going deeper and deeper.
Yeah. What do you think our fascination is with the mafia? I mean, we're here in Chicago, so Al Capone kind of started it all here. But
yeah.
I mean, anything that has mafia related to it, from The Godfather to The Sopranos to anything else, we're intrigued, aren't we?
Oh, gosh, yes, I am. I mean, there's something romantic about it. There's something sexy about it. When you get to the bottom of what's going on, of course it's not. I mean, it's illegal. It's, you know, people, obviously illegal. It's beyond illegal. People are dying. But there's something about it. Now, I'm 40% Italian. I'm part Sicilian. So,
gotcha.
So my roots trace back to the mob. You know, my great grandfather's brother, so my great uncle, was Tony Salerno, was Big Fat Salerno, who ran the Genovese crime family.
Wow.
So, yeah. So there's a part of me that's like, oh, yeah, it's cool. Like, I'm connected, you know.
But you're also saying,
so there definitely is.
Yeah, but I was going to say, you're also saying, don't mess with me. Right.
That's what I'm trying to get it over the airwaves. Like, please.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyone who's thinking about stepping to me, don't do it, you know.
Right, exactly. You know, you talk about comedies a little bit, you know, and you have a great sense of humor. I've listened to your sibling revelry podcast with Sister Kate, and you know, you interview experts and famous siblings about their bonds. What kind of brought that all together? Was it just the banter between you two and let's put this on the air?
Yeah. I mean, you know, Kate and I had never done anything together creatively. And, you know, it's hard to find something to do as an actor because it's just so dependent on so many different factors. this was something we could control. And I said, well, let's do a podcast. You know, let's get together and do something on siblings. It'd be great. And we did it, you know, and it's really fun. It's really a great time. You know, if anything, just to talk to my sister, you know.
Yeah.
It's work. It's always work. So it's always hard to get there. It's like every each week you do one and then boom, you're on the mic and you know, you can go for hours all of a sudden. It's really fun.
But, you know, it seems like you both know how to bust each other's chops and have a good time. I saw you on Colbert talking about it a little bit, but, you know, the issue is, you know, you had about 2.5 years before your sister came along and she ruined everything, really, right?
She did. Yeah. It was all about me. That went out the window.
Yeah. I would say the one that I really enjoyed was the Ron and Clint Howard interview that you guys did, because, you know, these are two guys with really two very different careers. They've worked together, both very successful in their own right. And God, that's got to be tough. And that's kind of the story between you guys.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, no, it was. That was really fun. Actually, it was great because I think Clint was like, yeah, you know, I'm envious, you know, and I love the reality there, you know, because I asked that question to all of our sibling guests, especially with one who might seemingly be more successful than other.
Yeah.
Just to see what they're going to say, if there's any sibling rivalry there, or any sort of envy or, you know, jealousies. And most of the time they say, no, I always supported my sibling, which is true, but there's always something there. You know, we're like, damn.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
You know, so,
exactly.
No, you know, Clint was very honest about that.
You should get Britney and Jamie Lynn Spears on your show to see how that goes.
Oh, we've tried.
I bet you have. I bet you have.
We've tried. We tried early on, before all our madness. It didn't work.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. You know, I know you and your family moved in with your very famous folks for a little while your house was being remodeled, Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. How was that experience, moving back home and being around your mom?
Yeah, it was great. My family's really tight. Yeah, we're tight. We all live 10 minutes from each other, my whole family. You know, so it's not like you're moving in with, you know, your parents who you can't stand. And it's just going to be like that. It was great. We had a blast. You know, I mean, you're always dealing with the parental things, like, you know, always getting the advice and this and this and that. But my mom makes sure that no one goes hungry. So she's always sort of cooking and breakfast is always ready. So, you know, it was actually nice going back to mommy.
She made you breakfast every morning, didn't she?
Yeah. The kids were like, you know, I was like, damn, they haven't had this healthy of a breakfast every morning. It's just me running out of the house screaming, I get in a car, we're going to be late. You know, throwing a bagel at them.
That's awesome. Well, I was going to say Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell, you and Kate are the children of Goldie and Bill Hudson. And, you know, these are really cool people to have in your life, obviously. What have you learned from your parents that you use on your own kids?
Well, you know, parenting is such a personal thing in the sense that, you know, you take what you've learned and you do the things that you try to extract what's good and then throw away what you didn't like, you know, and that's normal. And then, of course, you use your own instincts to sort of create your own path. But with my parents, you know, I think one of the things that I've taken from them is just sort of let your kids be free. You know, yes, of course you need discipline. I believe in discipline. I think our kids aren't disciplined enough these days. They're too coddled. But, you know, at the same time, they need to go make their mistakes. You know, I can shelter them all day and they won't see the light of day. But, you know, let them go out there. Let them figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, because that's really what life is. Figuring it out, getting into a situation, and how do I get out of this situation? I mean, essentially, that's life right there.
Yeah,
and it's important that they learn that early. So,
well, you and I are kind of the same age.
That is to let them go.
Yeah, you and I are about the same age, and you know, the one thing that they deal with that we didn't is the perils of social media when they're young. Yeah. I mean, the youngest ages, and then it just gets worse in high school. And it's interesting. Mm-hmm. You want to apply some of those lessons you learned when you were growing up and what your parents taught you, but this is an interesting deviation from when we were younger.
Crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, it was much simpler then, obviously, you know. nowadays you can be 14 and just get canceled.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen
yeah.
it happen. Right?
Yeah.
And kids are just doing stupid things. They're innocent. This is what they do. You know, their brains are developing. Puberty is happening. They're not thinking rationally. Now, when we were kids, that just meant something on the playground or something at someone's house
yeah.
or, you know, you're just being an idiot.
Yeah.
And now what it is people posting, people capturing, and you know, yeah. you're being punished for being a kid and being adolescent. Now, of course, there are things that go a lot further, and yes, they should be punished. But it's tough, man. It's tough. That's what I tell my kids. I'm like, look, I'm not going to stop you from advancing with technology. You know, that'd be ridiculous. But we're going to balance it. You know, you're going to get outside. We're going to do things like this. And just don't pull your pants down and take pictures.
No, let's not do that.
You know
that.
What I mean? Like, yeah. don't be stupid.
By the way, make
You've
that...
seen enough of what happens when
yeah.
someone does. But you know, okay?
Let's
don't be a dummy.
Let's share that advice with some adults, too.
Exactly. Totally.
yeah, exactly. What else you got coming up? What else you working on, Oliver?
I have a couple production companies. I've got, you know, one called Slow Burn that's with my brother and my best friend, John Stahlberg, who's a director. And then I have another one called Bronco with my friend, Josh Algra, and that's an unscripted company. So I've got things sort of we're developing on both sides.
Thanks, pal. Actor Oliver Hudson.